7 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope, and it's the last Friday of the month. Getting close to the last day of the month here.
It is.
Jamie Frank is with us, superintendent from Windham Area Schools, and no kids at school today.
No, the last day was yesterday.
So what is the last day like? Is it what I remember the last day, maybe eating cupcakes and watching a movie or something?
Yeah, a lot of outside play went on yesterday. Okay. You know, that playground was hopping, and there was sidewalk chalk and cleaning out the lockers and packing things in a backpack. And
that playground gets used a lot, doesn't it?
It's pretty awesome playground.
It really is. When the school was built, that was definitely a positive check mark to add that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. There's something for everyone. The beautiful thing about that playground is it's handicap accessible. So kids with all mobility situations can play on it with that poured hard surface. So,
well, and if you go over there after hours or weekends or all summer long, there's kids over there all the time. Yeah.
Yep, shooting hoops at the basketballs, basketball hoops, playing soccer, and then, of course, using the playground equipment. Yeah, it's fun to see.
Yep. That's the little kids. The big kids, good graduating class. Graduation is done and gone.
We graduated 84 seniors last Friday at 7 p.m. It was a great ceremony. All went well.
You sound surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. It always goes well. It's does. Just a little nerve-wracking as we prepare for it, but all went well. The class of 1976 was there as well, and so it's always fun to welcome them back and hope that the ceremony brings back very positive memories for them.
No, it's a special day for sure.
It is. Yeah. Yes.
All right. So graduation's done. Students are out. Today's the last day for teachers, you mentioned. So it just kind of overall things really, this is wrap-up day, isn't it?
It is wrap-up day, absolutely. We just had an all-staff meeting at the school here at 9 o'clock and did some celebrating. You know, it was a great year. We had some changes that were made this year that turned out to be really good changes. In particular, the elementary had a new literacy curriculum, and their literacy scores are really high.
And that's always good news.
It's always good news. In fact, if I pull up my goal sheet here, I can tell you exactly. So their goal was to have 78.9% of their students at the at or above or on watch category for the assessment that we use. It's called the STAR assessment. And they met that goal with 79.2%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Of elementary students, reaching those proficiency levels.
How does that compare? Is when they set those goals, is that like a comparative to the state goals or the national goals? Or
The STAR assessment is a nationally normed assessment, and so of course we want 100% of students to be proficient.
Sure.
So that's, you know, we always inch closer to that, and we have made some significant changes in our system that is producing really positive results. I mean, when you have almost 80% of your students showing proficiency in reading, that's a big positive
number.
Yes.
Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Very good. So those numbers then, I'm guessing you kind of go through them with a fine-tooth comb here over the summer a little bit too, and you constantly are adjusting things to get those numbers to continue to climb.
Yeah, so one thing we did in the past 2 years is we provided training for any teacher who has anything to do with literacy instruction. And so all of our teachers now have been through a training. Most of them went through the letters training. Some of them did another training that's called OLA. And our middle and high school teachers are in the midst of their training, and it's called Strive. But they're all focused on how do you teach a student to read, you know, and what are the steps that need to go into place, and then how do you support them at each level? And it's really made a difference.
That's great news. All right, it's a good way to wrap up the year.
It is.
Yes. And speaking of wrapping up the year.
Hey, did you watch baseball last night?
I did not get to watch it. Did I miss it?
It was a great game.
I tell you what, they are having a season, that's for sure.
They are. So the final score was 3-2, but I tell you what, we were on the edge of our seats most of the game. The boys did a great job last night. They beat Laverne. They're in the playoffs. So now they're going to play in Marshall on Saturday at noon. And if you can't make it to Marshall, visit our Facebook page, and then you'll be able to get the link so that you can watch it live.
There you go. Yep. And, of course, you can always listen to it on the radio,
and
too.
Zach does a fantastic job with commentary on KDOM, so I also encourage you to tune in.
But if you can't, and obviously, you know, these guys, they work so hard. If you can make the trip up there, you want to, because it's a great environment, and it makes a difference to have fans in the stands.
It really does. Cheering them on. Yes, absolutely. So it's exciting. They've had a great season.
Yes. And it's a good way to wrap up the school year, too, on a positive note.
It is.
And they're still cooking.
They are. Yep. They are. So.
All right. So let's talk about a grant update here.
Hey, so another thing that happened this year is our district nurses. So we have two district nurses. They wrote a grant to replace our AEDs. Okay. The grant also paid not only to replace the AEDs in our current facilities, but also to put one at the track, at Island Park, and at the rec center. So it's very exciting to have that, you know, those devices there in case somebody does have a cardiac emergency.
Sure.
You know, what we've learned in all of our CPR, you know, trainings is that, you know, hands-only CPR is definitely advantageous if that's all you have, but if you have an AED, you can really save someone's life. So there are multiple AEDs all over the city. There's even an app called Pulse Point that would identify all the AEDs.
Oh, okay.
And ours are listed on there as well. So that is really exciting. We will have cardiac response teams at each of our buildings as part of this grant as well. And then in addition, all of our staff will be trained next fall in hands-only CPR as well as using the device, the AEDs.
Now, so. And these will all be in place in time for school next year?
They are in place right now.
Already?
For summer programming.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. If you're up at the rec center, you'll see it's a green box, you know, take a peek.
Okay.
So everybody knows where that is. Island
yeah,
Park
that
has
is,
one.
Everybody should know where those mm-hmm. are.
And they're very easy to use. You basically, you know, grab the device, turn it on, and it'll tell you what to do. So you just have to follow the steps.
Okay.
So it's good to know for everybody.
Very good. All right. So we're now that we're talking summer, that's also kind of fix things time.
Yes. We always have capital projects that go on in the summertime. So this year, we are going to be resurfacing our track.
Which has been in need for years.
It has. It's at the end of its life and time to resurface.
Which, boy, so. That track gets used a lot, too.
Well, our students use it and our FIED department uses it for classes, but also the community uses mm-hmm. it a lot, too. It's never locked. You know, and we leave it open on purpose so that the community can go and walk as they desire to run, you know,
sure.
whatever they want to do. But it does get used a lot.
I don't know why anybody would want to go run. But, yes, it is one more very nice benefit that the school allows the community to use.
Yeah, so. Thank you. So we also have a couple other capital projects that we're going to take care of this summer. The hall or the lockers in junior and senior hall are due for replacement, so those are going to get done, as well as the hall and exterior carpet in the circle.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, just doing a few upgrades there, so that'll be nice.
Along with the regular summer cleaning that happens every year.
Yeah, our custodians join forces. And they clean every single nook and cranny in every one of our facilities.
When you think about the number of buildings, the number of nooks and crannies that there really are, it is really impressive that they get it completely done before school starts in the fall.
It really is, because they take out all the furniture out of every classroom. And if it's a carpeted classroom, they'll shampoo the carpet. If it's hard floor, you know, they'll clean it and wax it. And, you know, so it's a big deal. And kudos to our custodians, because it's a lot of manual labor,
yes,
too.
Yeah, very much so. And very necessary to start the fall, you know, with everything clean and ready to go again.
It is. Yeah. It is.
All right. So you mentioned Summer Rec just a little bit as far as where the AEDs are and things like that. But this is kind of, now we shift gears. There's a lot being offered through the summer.
Yeah, so if you are looking for something for your children to do in the summertime, take a look at the Windham Area Schools website. We have a catalog out. Community Ed has lots of offerings. So go ahead and take a look at that. And then also the City of Windham, you know, runs the rec program for youth leagues. So take a look at that. There's plenty to do in the summertime.
And no reason to sit in front of the TV.
Nope. Put the screens away. Let's get outside and play.
That is right. All right, Jamie, anything else we need to mention today?
That's all I have for you today, but I'd like to wish everyone a great, safe summer, and we'll see you all very soon.
That falls right around the corner. Jamie Frank, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome, Steve. Have a great day.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.